On Monday, the Juneau Assembly unanimously approved a resolution to accept Mayflower Island from the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, with the intent to give it to the Douglas Indian Association. Mayflower Island is a small, 3-acre island adjacent to Douglas Harbor and Sandy Beach, and connected to Douglas Island. Its Tlingit name is Khot-Tok, which means beside the island. DIA Councilmember Barbara Cadiente Nelson spoke to the Assembly on behalf of the tribe's president.
This is a significant moment for the tribe, and one that, if we could have all 800 members, would be present to witness this. It belongs to the tribe, and we thank you for all the due diligence and the work you've put forth since 2012 to this moment.
Cadiente Nelson referenced the year when construction workers accidentally unearthed 3 burial sites at Douglas Island Sayak Gastineau Community School. Since then, the city and association have collaborated on projects to acknowledge the historical trauma the tribe experienced. Mayflower Island once served as a traditional subsistence site and yielded a herring run and spawn used by the Douglas Indian Village. The village was burned by the Douglas City government in 1962. The city and borough of Juneau formally apologized for the burning last fall. Tribal member Dion Cadiente Lighty says the resolution was more than 6 decades in the making.
63 years later, here we are today, looking at this resolution. Thank you for writing this resolution to affirm a promise made 63 years ago that this land will be restored to the tribe.
The property has been under the federal government's stewardship since 1890 under various departments. The island was originally reserved for the U.S. Navy to use as a naval station before it was transferred to the Federal Bureau of Mines, which built a mineral laboratory there. The BLM then took over the property in 1996, and the U.S. Coast Guard used the site under an agreement with the BLM until 2023. Alyssa Cadiente Lighty Blattner thanked the Assembly and the city staff for working with the Douglas Indian Association to make the transfer possible.
Its return represents the restoration of a sacred connection and a step forward in healing historic harm. Following the city's apology for the 1962 burning of our village, this transfer shows what is possible when we work together with respect, truth, and shared purpose.
Dan Blydorn, the city's lands and resource manager, called the approval on Monday a critical step in the process. He said the property transfer will still likely take a few years to complete. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.